Probably you have heard lots of times about why you are coming to the church, why you are here. Many times in Christian circles, we have heard it from different preachers. Really, why? And today this is my question, why we are here? What was the first intention when you woke up and you were dressing up to come here? What was your expectations? To come here to receive what? This is quite a challenge. Because for me, as a Bible college student, we had to go to different churches at least twice on Sundays. And sometimes we were desperately wanted to stay at the college on our bed. We didn't want to go, honestly. But because it was scheduled, it was on curriculum, we had to go. And sometimes I was asking myself, what I expect to receive when I'm going to this church? And today, this is my question. Why you decided to go to this place? Let's forget about the material blessing. Now just think about your personal life. Because it's quite important. At the end of the day, you live outside of these doors for 6 days a week. You are coming here only for 2 hours. What's the reason we are coming to the church on Sundays? God really committed Himself to bless us. Forget about your worries, your debt, whatever is outside of this door. Now I want you to think more about your personal life today. About your individual life. Let's think about before, about the past. Did really God provide it faithfully for you? For your needs in your life? If He did, there is no shadow of doubt He's going to provide for you in future as well. So this is my motto today. Look back and thank God. Look forward and trust God. This is all what we need. Now you see me, like 21 months ago, I was in desperate situation, you know, most of you. But we can look back and say, God, really thank you. And we look forward to trust you. But sometimes we don't need to see in life of other people because we need to experience it individually and personally. It's not enough to see other people are speaking about fullness of God. It's not enough to see they are giving testimony. Sometimes we come to the church, we sing songs, but it doesn't affect us. Do we really mean the words? You know, we are too complicated. I found it really complicated. Because as a Christians, we are coming to the church, and the way we are presenting our prayers and our worship, it's completely related to what we feel, to our emotions. If we feel good, we want to praise Him. If we don't feel good, even we don't want to go to the church. I'm the same place as you are. It does make sense for all of us because we experience it, don't we? It's quite true. The purpose of God for us, the final purpose of God for us is a relationship. He wants to have a relationship with us. Why He sent Jesus? To reconcile this relationship with human. Sometimes that's the question. Why? We don't feel it. I do believe. The first priority of God is relationship. But is it the first priority of us as well? What is our first priority in our lives as a Christian? As we are going outside of this door, what do we do with our lives? My altar and my chapel is not a place, it's my life. When I'm alone, when no one is not around and I can be myself before Him, I don't need to change myself because Viv and David is there. Are there? I have to be someone else because I'm afraid if I'm accepted or not, or if Kevin is here, I have to behave somehow as I'm not. No. No. It's all about outside of this door. Christianity, it's meant to be about relationship, not about the church. It's about the place. Church is built for the people to come. And the people are coming with their lives. Me and you all together as a family, as a church, as a body. I don't want you now to think about others. Think about yourself. It's very important. We have many obstacles outside of this door to hinder us, to just separate us from this relationship. Our flesh, our mind, society. Let me check here, more I've written. Many other things. Enemy, desires, wishes. Many obstacles. But where you draw the line about your priorities to having this relationship with Him, it's quite important. I experienced that in life of many people as a minister sometimes. If you are killing yourself to influence a life, if that person or people, they don't want to, you cannot do anything. Why? Because it's a personal decision. Today, again, that is my question. Why you are here and what is your expectation? We are all bleeding. As a person, you are bleeding. Because of your personal struggles, because of family issues, because of past, because of present and fear of future, many things. But the only safe place we can find is where we are before Him. We all understand it, as I said, because we are on the same journey. Me and you. To becoming a Christian is very easy. If today someone is not confessed Jesus as a Lord and Savior, come, pray, bump, go out, start your life. But the problem is, it's a lifetime process. You know, living as a Christian, it's not a good feeling of Sunday service in the first week of conversion. It's not going to be like that. Because life brings a different seasons to your life. Different seasons. Seasons of health or sickness. Seasons of sorrow or joy. Different seasons. I love the Bible. You know why? Because there are lots of different stories there which you can see the same God today is available for us. Probably our names are not there. I'm sure my name is not in the Bible. I don't know about your names. David is there. But our life is there. Because Christian life, it's meant to be a process. A lifetime process. We are on a journey with different seasons. But that's the question. Why, when we feel good, we want to? But if we don't feel good, we don't want to. Because somehow, to be honest, we have blind spots as a Christian. That's why I want to invite you to focus on your life first. Put God first. And then come and share what you received with others. Because as a Christian, sometimes we are too focused on outward activities. To show love to others. To love others. To be useful for the kingdom of God. But how? If we don't receive, how we can give. If our Lord Jesus Christ was just setting a part of the time to go and pray, to go and have the quiet time individually as a person, how much more we need it? How much more we need it? Here, this hall is going to be empty in 1 hour. The people here, it's meant to be a church, a body of Christ. Relationship with our Father is the sweetest thing. But at the same time, I would say it can be bitter as well. Why? Because we expect from our beloved one. If he is the creator of the universe, we expect. If he is the author of the salvation, we expect something from him. And when we find ourselves in different circumstances, we ask why. Many whys just raising up in our minds and in our lives. Bless you. As a prayer warrior, sometimes we pray, we don't see the results. And we say, why God? I pray, but why? I remember I received a pen from this church when I was desperate for God in that time. Prayer is the answer. Prayer is the answer. Sometimes we don't feel it. We don't see it. We pray, but no result. But it's not meant to be for us as a Christian to know every single thing. We have to acknowledge the fact of God is unlimited and we are limited. And he is perfect, but we are not. We have to acknowledge what Jesus prayed. Not my will, but your will be done. We have to do our best and leave the rest. Do your best first for your personal life before you want to reach others. If we don't fill up our lives with what we are called to, we are going to be empty. I experienced that many times. I didn't focus on my personal relationship. Maybe you think Bible college are really good place to scandalize and to fall. You know why? Because you can miss your personal relationship with God easily and you can go to the wrong way. I experienced that there. If you don't God first and your life first, you are going to miss something. Story of Joseph. Story of Moses. Story of Paul. Job brings a message. What? Joseph. Sometimes we feel, this is not fair, God. This is not fair. Why? Why my life should be like that? Why I have to face with this kind of stuff? We see Moses, all sorts of fears, not focusing on God, on himself. God, I cannot do it. You can do it. Why? Because of cross. Always, to me, is the solution. He made a way. Come on, if God is the truth, and you accept it and acknowledge the truth, there is a way to you. All the time, even if you don't feel it, if you don't see it, I don't say you, all of us. Sometimes, I don't know, I say, God, but why me? Why I have to? But I really came across the conclusion of he's worthy to be praised all the time. And if I want to be faithful to the end of my life on this planet, I don't know really how many years I'm going to live. Maximum, I would say 50. After 50 years, I have to go back home. And it's for all of us. Process is painful. Relationship rooted in process. And process is painful. I'm not married yet, but I saw it in my parents' life and many friends, it's not all about feeling. It's the decision of commitment. Always you have to remind yourself, you are committed to Him. I'm committed to Him. And it's not by just feeling that, if I want to. Because many times we don't feel it. It's about all about commitment. Relationship is a painful process. You have your honeymoon, and after you are going to a life, and you have to face the reality of it. And still, you love that person. Why? Because that's the way it's meant to be for us. And we all experience that. How can we improve our relationship with God? I don't want to give out the doctrine of it. To say, oh, you have to do that. 1 hour, do that. 2 hours, do that. And you are going to perfect in your relationship. No. We all experience that, I think. And it's not like that, I think. It's not really like that. Faith. Faith is not about the words. It's about who spoke the words. Faith is about who spoke the words. God, who loves me and you, He spoke the words to support you, to be with you. You know, when I was a Muslim, always I wanted to draw a line in the middle. 50. Because always you can increase or decrease. But to God, to Jesus, there is no way in the middle. He is 100% or it's not. If you believe Jesus is 100% for you, and the way which you chose, and you are committed yourself, so there is hope. Today with this message, I don't want to discourage you, but to encourage you. Not to insult, but inspire. Because we are all, as I said, in one, the same journey as we are going. Prayer is the answer. Is it? Did you really all the time feel prayer is the answer?
Yes.
Amen. It is the answer. Sometimes we feel, if God knows, why we have to pray? If He has the knowledge of every single thing, why pray? That sounds weird to our human mind. Why I have to pray? We have to pray. It's one of the very sweet way to communicate with your Father. If you don't talk, you know, as a woman, you want the full intention of the man when you are speaking, don't you?
Yes.
If you see the man are not listening to you, they are in trouble. I was in trouble most of the times with my friends and with my mom especially. You don't listen to me. God wants our first intention and attention to Him. And prayer is one of the reasons we can going back and to focus on Him. To acknowledge the facts of who He is and who we are in Him. So you can improve your personal devotion, your personal, I don't know what you call it, your personal life, your personal lifestyle. If you are desperate, if you are struggling, prayer is the answer. I want to encourage you, first pray for yourself. You have to receive something and after to give to someone else. The quality of the church life, it's first about your personal life, not about how effective you can be in life of others. If you are not rooted in the truth of Jesus Christ, how you want to set others free? It's a lifetime process. It's not, many times I really experienced it in my life. I was full, I wanted to go, that's the passion, I'm going to change. After 3 months, I'm empty. Someone should come to change me now. That's it. It is true. We need to go constantly. It's better to go constantly, to go 100% up and coming 100% down again. We need to go all the time. Going back to simplicity of God's work, it's very important. Sometimes I was speaking with the students back in my college. I said, I really miss the simplicity of the Bible, because all the time you want to just see it as a theologian. You see it, why God did like that. You want to see it. You don't want to receive it as a child. If the importance of the Bible, it's quite obvious how much time you spend for it. Do you read the Bible? It's very important. It's like the guidelines for us. It's very simple. It's basic of the Christian life. But this is how we can feed our life. And otherwise, let's imagine if we are going back home and we are not eating to the next meeting. If you are coming here, you are going to be fainted here. I'm sure, probably, most of us. So if you are not going to feed our spirit and our life by the principle God left as an inheritance for us, you are going to be fainted somehow in our lives. If you find yourself in difficult circumstances, how you want to deal with? If you are not rooted in the truth of Christ. And you have to do it daily. It is not only about one day. I really wish. It was really easy. I give you an example, because when I just shared the word 2009 here, when you gave me the recorded CD, just I listened to it again. I'm sure I'm doing some mistakes grammatically, or I don't know, by the accent. And I just thought a very weird thought. I thought, God, it was very good you could enable us to have injection. Just you inject and you learn the language. And another injection to have a proper accent. Can you imagine, for example, I had that two injection, I could just communicate with you with British accent. It was powerful, I think. Very good. But we wish it could be easier. But if Jesus is the master, there is a price to pay. Holiness. Holiness is not really easy. We are surrounded by unholy stuff. Our flesh naturally is not holy. Our mind is not. Our nature, society, problems. We have to pay the price to keep this personal relationship with Him. If you and me, personally, we make our decision, there is something more. You have to pay the price to receive the prize one day. Because we have to conclude it. It's not only about this life. If it's not, let's hope there is something more as a church community and as an individual. There is something more for us to come. I really totally encourage you, first focus on yourself and you will see great things happening here as a church. Because if your ministers, they are going for 40 days fasting, they just drink water, I don't know. This is only just an example. If it's effective for you, you are going to be blessed by the ministry. But it's not all. Because it's your personal. You know, I just mentioned about the words. It's very important. We are really blessed now. We are living in a society which is really surrounded by technology. Now it's published very easy. We had a church history kind of course. It was very difficult for them to have the word. I read news about North Korea. One North Korean, she was in jail for 5 years because of one page of the Bible. She just hid it somewhere and the security police found it. How much more we have to honor God? That's a privilege to have freedom in this country, isn't it? Use it. Please use it. Sometimes I pray God really open a way for you to go to a close countries and coming back different. To inspire each other. It's important. You have it here. You just put it here. In other part of the world, the people, for one page, years and years you have to go to prison. But we as a Christian, we even don't want to spend 20 minutes on it. What do you feel? If you are going to translate, to publish it, give it out, no one is not coming to buy it. And you are a writer of the book. It's hard for God to see. He blessed us with the word, and we are not using that in order to have the quality in our lives. We cannot change the truth. I wish I could somehow, sometimes in my life, to change it. I tried it. I couldn't. The truth is unchangeable. That's the fact. If you don't spend time with our Creator, there is no quality. We cannot change it. We want to, naturally. Just try something else instead. It doesn't work. If we believe we are not perfect, and He is, and He has all the answers what we don't, He is worthy to be trusted, to be obeyed, to be praised. And choose Him as your first priority, please. It's worth to see something new in your life. First of all, do we ask for His presence? Many times in the churches we are asking, God, give me your presence. And the next second I'm thinking, why I want His presence? To do what? To feel good? Why you want God's presence in your life? That's the second challenge. I want to leave it with you. Why you want God's presence? If there is certain issues in your life you have to deal with, please do it. And feel the freedom of God just overflowing in your life. And then you can testify how amazingly God is moving in your life. Sometimes I just pray, God, I don't want to just, even I don't want to look at the Bible. And I just read it through. And I say, oh God, I want to experience that today. 2,000 years ago, these amazing things happened. I want to. But they pay the price of it. They spend. They went. They followed. And today we have to show. God doesn't need. No, truly He doesn't. He wants to see. The first, the desire of our heart. You remember the story of Abraham? Sometimes that's the bitter part of it. The other people, they can be with you, but they cannot do it for you. He was on the way to go and give the sacrifice. Sacrifice his son, the promised one. Father, where we are going? We are going to... I don't know. We are going to... Give the sacrifice. There is the goat. God will provide. We look at the story and we say, what a man. What a beautiful faith. It was a pain. And we are suffering. Sometimes in your life, You have to put the sacrifice on your shoulder and walk towards the mountain to put the sacrifice. But the sacrifice will talk to you as Isaac talked to his father. Don't you think when he wanted to cut off, he said, "What are you doing with me here?" Sometimes your sacrifice will talk to you. If you want to be holy, your mind will talk to you. Society will talk. The others will talk to you. Why? Why you want to do? Sacrifice is a painful process. It's worth to do it, to see God is moving in your life, not in the life of other people, not in another part of the world, here in Broadfield and in this church, in your life. I do believe the new season, come on, just seek it. Do something for it, for your life. Don't think, okay, I am this age and probably I cannot do it. No. For God, it's not impossible. It's impossible for us. We are limited, but He is not. Just I'm going to leave with you one verse in Philippians chapter 1. Verse 20, please. As it is my eager, let's read it from here. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, wherever by life or by death. I leave it with you. Think and meditate on it eagerly, with hope. With hope, because there is something more to come for you, and you have to experience it. If never you don't seek, the word of God says you are not going to receive. Seek it. First, the kingdom of life for your life, the kingdom of heaven for your life. It is very necessary, and I'm sure your servants here. Always available to help you somehow if you need help. But it's going to start, first of all, with your openness towards God and towards the people God put it here for you to serve you. I truly encourage you to do it. And let's see, the revival will come. Why? The people before, they experience it. Why not us today? Father, we say thank you. We say thank you because your book and the Bible is not the fiction book. It's all about the life of people and it's all about us today. Father, we pray, may you bring revival to our life. Sometimes we are tired. Sometimes we are fed up. But let us do not be fed up by the fact of our salvation and by the church. Church meant to be full of the people who are eager, full of passion for you. But we know and we experience that in every season it's not really easy to cope with different circumstances in our life. But Father, we know you are worthy to be praised. Father, I pray, may you touch us day by day more individually. To focus first of all the quality which you called us to think about, to work about. We want you give us grace and have mercy upon us to help us to be able to see the results. We praise you. We give you all the glory because you are worthy.